Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man, you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop, game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, of course, brought to you by Subaru of New England. Drive away in a brand new Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Rebecca from North Andover.
Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, good.
And we have Reese, Felix, and Bowen all in the car as well. Good morning, guys.
Hi.
She brought back up Kennedy.
I mean.
Will you guys kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that's a loss for you. She's now gone into that soundproof studio. Are you ready, Rebecca?
Yeah, I think so.
Gwyneth Paltrow turned 53 over the weekend. Who did she famously consciously uncouple with? Excuse me, conspicuously.
Chris Martin from Coldplay.
Halsey, 31 today. One of her biggest songs is Closer. Who is she on that song with?
You guys know this one? No. No, we don't know that one. Sorry.
Question number three. Matt Damon and his brother fulfilled their dad's dying wish by spreading some of his ashes at Fenway Park.
As you do.
Matt said, quote, "I think it's illegal, but they got swept up with the peanuts."
I'm pretty sure most of the dust at Fenway Park is just people's ashes.
The Red Sox start the playoffs tomorrow night. Who are they playing?
My hometown team, the New York Yankees.
We were getting along so well.
Sorry, guys. It's true.
Question number four. Over 5,000 pups auditioned for Basketball Glory, but only two came out as the top dogs. Charlie from Ohio and Summer from California will both play Buddy in Air Bud Returns. What kind of dog is Air Bud?
Golden Retriever.
And question number five. At a fashion show in Italy, Meryl Streep met Anna Wintour. The inspiration for her character in The Devil Wears Prada. What is the name of the magazine Anne Hathaway and Meryl Streep both work for in the movie?
Guys, what's the name of the magazine The Devil Wears Prada?
I don't know.
That'd be a deep pull for Bowen.
I'm so embarrassed that I don't know this one because I love that movie, but it's flipping my mind right now. Sorry.
That's all right. Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Rebecca, where do the kids go to school?
They go to school in Arlington, Massachusetts. We're driving them down there now.
All right. Good.
Rebecca, Hardy Elementary and Audison Middle School.
Are your kids also Yankees fans?
No.
Yeah, no. Raising them right.
It's a debate. My son wears 99 on his jersey, so it's a debate.
I don't know. The nose said it wasn't a debate.
It's going to be determined. I'm working on it, guys. It's going to be a good series. I'm looking forward to it.
Rebecca, who we love dearly, even though she has just professed to us her love for the New York Yankees.
No one is perfect.
Yeah, got 3 out of 5 correct.
Well done.
Yeah, these are tough, Kennedy. You ready?
Yes.
Gwyneth Paltrow turns 53 over the weekend. Who did she famously consciously uncouple with?
Chris Martin.
Tied at 1. Halsey, 31 today. One of her biggest songs is Closer. Who is on that song with her?
Calvin Harris.
You were in the ballpark. Chainsmokers. Tied at one. Matt Damon and his brother fulfilled their dad's dying wish by spreading some of his ashes at Fenway Park. Matt said, and I quote, "I think it's illegal, but they got swept up with the peanuts." The Red Sox start the playoff tomorrow night. Which team do they play?
That's the Yankees.
Tied at two. Over 5,000 pups auditioned for basketball glory, but only two came out as the top dogs. Charlie from Ohio and Summer from California will play both. Will both play Buddy in Air Bud Returns. What kind of dog is Air Bud?
A golden retriever.
Tied at three. Clutch. Question number five. At a fashion show in Italy, Meryl Streep met Anna Wintour in the, of course, the inspiration for her character in The Devil Wears Prada. What is the magazine that her and Anne Hathaway worked for in that movie?
Is it called Vogue in the movie? It's not called Vogue.
Need an answer, Kennedy.
Fashion.
Runway. You were in the ball. 3-3 is the final score. Kennedy, with the tie, gets the win. Rebecca, nice work. That was pretty, pretty good.
Pretty good.
Thanks. That was fun.
But just like the Yankees this weekend, not quite enough.
Oh.
Wow. Violence. Okay. It's going to be a fun series. I'm excited for it.
It will be fun.
Oh, my God.
Also, congratulations. You won yourself a pair of tickets to go see Jesse McCartney October 7th at the Orpheum Theater. For tickets, visit Ticketmaster.com. Reese, Felix, and Bowen are going who? Who? It's before their time.
You know, we'll talk about that, too.
Yes, we'll explain to them. What's that song? Is it Beautiful?
Beautiful Soul.
Beautiful Soul.
Banger.
I don't
want
to pray.
Yeah, I like that thing.
Yeah, you got to let them know about it. All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Take it, guys. We are Rebecca, Reese, Felix, and Bowen in the car, and we can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
Wow, what a day.
She's going to school, you sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, of course, brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Subaru of New England all-wheel driveway event is going on now. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Kayla from Ipswich.
Morning, Kayla.
Good morning.
Kayla's on her way into work, a special ed teacher, and a special day here at the show today. Do you understand what's happening now?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She knows why she called.
Stay with me, Kayla. Hashtag suck it, Sal. So our boss, Sal, was tired of all the hate that he was getting, mostly from me. And he's decided
specifically.
He's decided to put his money where his mouth is and try and buy your affection. Don't fall for it. But there is $1,000 on the line for Campy Kennedy right now. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
$1,000, Kennedy.
You too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You answer more of them right than Kennedy, and you are going to win yourself $1,000. Kennedy's gone into that soundproof studio, so she can't hear anything that is happening. And remember, if you tie Kennedy, unfortunately, that's a win for Kennedy. We can't give you the money with the tie. Question number one. Bad Bunny was announced as the 2026 Super Bowl halftime show performer. Which 2025 Adam Sandler movie does Bad Bunny have a significant role in?
Oh, boy. Is it Happy Gilmore 2?
Question number two. Avril Lavigne, 41, over the weekend. Which Avril song starts with these lyrics? Take a listen.
Chill out, what she yelling for? Lay back, it's all been done before. And if you could only let it be, you would see.
Name the song.
Somebody else is talking about. Is it Skater Boy?
Skater Boy. Question number three. Snoop Dogg will return to cover the 2026 Winter Olympics on NBC. His coverage was a huge hit in the 2024 Summer Olympics. The Winter Games will start February 6th. Which Olympic sport involves pushing a broom on the ice in front of a big granite stone aiming for a circular target?
Curling.
peak athletic performance.
Owen Wilson and his brother Luke are now both playing golfers in separate comedies. Owen plays a former pro on the Apple TV show Stick, and Luke just joined Will Ferrell's upcoming golf comedy for Netflix. Which animated character does Owen Wilson voice with the catchphrase, "Ka-chow"?
Oh, Lightning McQueen.
There it is. He is Speed.
I thought I know that pretty well, Dan. It's been a while since I've seen that movie, too. Question number five. Sabrina Carpenter is loving Kevin Bacon's unexpected cover of her song, When Did You Get Hot?, calling it the least expected but best cover of the year award. The song is off Sabrina's new album. What is the name of her new album?
Oh, I don't know that one.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
I don't know how that got in there like that.
You know, he gave us more money in the hopes that you would stop doing that.
I know he's trying to buy our love. We're not going to fall for it, are we, Chet? Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
Kayla got 3 out of 5 correct.
All right, well done, friend.
These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
$1,000 on the line.
I hear.
Bad Bunny was announced as the 2026 Super Bowl halftime show performer last night. Which 2025 Adam Sandler movie does Bad Bunny have a significant role in?
Happy Gilmore 2.
You want breadsticks?
Tie to 1. Avril Lavigne, 41 over the weekend. Which Avril song starts with these lyrics? Take a listen.
Chill out, what she yelling for? Lay back, it's all been done before. And if you could only let it be, you would see.
Name the song.
Complicated.
Yes, not Skater
Boy. I knew that. I knew it too.
2-1. Question number 3. Snoop Dogg will return to cover the 2026 Winter Olympics on NBC. Obviously, it was a huge hit in the 2024 Summer Olympics. Kennedy, which Olympic sport involves pushing a broom on the ice in front of a big granite stone, aiming for a circular target?
Curling.
3-2. Question number 4. Owen Wilson and his brother Luke are now both playing golfers in separate comedies. Owen, of course, on Stick, and Luke just joined Will Ferrell's upcoming golf comedy for Netflix. Which animated character does Owen Wilson voice with the catchphrase, "Ka-chow"?
Lightning McQueen.
4-3. Question number 5. Sabrina Carpenter is loving Kevin Bacon's unexpected cover of her song, When Did You Get Hot?, calling it the least expected but best cover of the year award. Kennedy, the song is off Sabrina's new album. What's it called?
Not Man Child. It's called Gary.
Man's best friend.
Dang it!
Man's
it's the
best
second
friend.
Time I've gotten that question wrong.
I know he's going to keep asking. So. 4-3.
Because it's a great album. Jesus was a carpenter, and so am I.
Oh my goodness! Wow.
4-3.
A Swiftie and a Sabrina E.
I'm plugged in, Kennedy.
You certainly are.
4-3 is final score. Kennedy gets the win. Kayla, unfortunately, you don't get the $1,000. I was really hoping to kick it off by giving away his money this morning.
Being real tight with Sal's dough.
Thanks, Kennedy.
I do what I can.
She's a corporate shill.
That's exactly what I am.
All right, Kayla, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Kayla from Ipswich, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no.
Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Drive away in a brand new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Debbie from Winthrop.
Hi, good morning, Debbie.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, good.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
So, five trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. You win the money. If you tie, that's a loss for you. Kennedy is now in that soundproof studio, so she can't hear anything that is happening. Question number one. The Steelers played the Vikings in an NFL game in Dublin this weekend, and Pittsburgh Steelers backup quarterback Skylar Thompson was jumped and robbed by several men before the game. Dublin, the capital of which country?
Ireland.
Matt Damon and his brother fulfilled their dad's dying wish by spreading some of his ashes at Fenway Park. Matt said, I think it's illegal, but they got swept up with the peanuts. True or false, Fenway is the oldest ballpark in America. True or false?
True.
Stephen Jenkins
spelled different.
Yeah, that's right. Stephen Jenkins turned 61 over the weekend. Of course, the lead singer of a popular late 90s, early 2000s band. That played Mix Fest, by the way.
I sure did.
Great set.
Oh, no.
Take a listen to one of their songs and then name the band.
I want something else to get me through this. Semi-talk kind of life.
Name the band.
Oh no. I think it's not Semisonic something. Oh.
All right.
I give up. I'm sorry.
Question number four. 12 years ago today in 2013, the Breaking Bad series finale aired on AMC. What was Walter White's alter ego as a drug kingpin?
You lost me. I've never watched it, and all my friends yell at me.
As they should. It's a great movie show.
I know.
Question number five. In the Voice episode that aired last week, contestant Yoshiana gets a three-chair turn. Which coach's team did she join?
Niall, right? I think.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Debbie, I understand you work at a flower shop?
I do. I work at a flower shop in Melrose, Massachusetts.
What's the name of the flower shop?
It's called Affairs to Remember Florist.
Affairs to Remember. Little known fact, Kennedy.
Yeah.
I, too, used to work at a florist when I was in high school.
I worked at Scheffler's.
Okay. Affairs.
Oh, nice.
Affairs to Remember in Melrose.
I did not know you both worked in flower shops till right now.
Yep.
What's the hot selling flower right now at Affairs to Remember in Melrose?
Yeah, usually roses. Different types.
Yeah, roses are always the go-to. Some guy walking in going, I forgot something and I need a dozen roses now.
All the time.
I made a huge mistake. Help me fix it.
Debbie got 2 out of 5.
Oh, gosh.
Well done.
I do better when I'm not on the radio.
Same.
These are tough, Kennedy. You ready?
Yeah.
The Steelers played the Vikings in an NFL game in Dublin this weekend, and the Pittsburgh Steelers backup quarterback, Skylar Thompson, was actually jumped and robbed by several men before the game. Dublin, the capital of which country?
Ireland.
Yeah, thankfully he is okay. Tied at 1, question number 2, Matt Damon. And his brother fulfilled their dad's dying wish by spreading some of his ashes at Fenway Park. True or false? Fenway is the oldest park in America. True or false?
True.
What's the second?
Wrigley.
Yes, that is correct. Tied at two. Question number three. Stephen Jenkins, 61 over the weekend. The lead singer of a very popular late 90s, early 2000s band. Take a listen to one of their songs and then name the band.
I want something else to get me through this. Send me some kind of life.
That's Third Eye Blind.
3-2. Question number four. 12 years ago today in 2013, the Breaking Bad series finale aired on AMC. What was Walter White's alter ego as a drug kingpin?
Heisman.
Yes. I need to struck a pose. Heisenberg. Remember when he dressed up as Heisenberg and went to a con? Dressed up with a mask on of Heisenberg. And then it was awesome. Remember that one time? That was cool.
Yeah.
3-2, question number five. In the Voice episode that aired last week, contestant Yoshiana got a three-chair turn. Which coach's team did she join?
Reba.
Snoop.
Oh.
Snoop-a-loop. 3-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Nice work, Kennedy.
Thank you.
Those are tough.
Good job.
Yep. You did good, Debbie. Go see Debbie at Affairs to Remember in Melrose. Buy all the roses from them. And also, you just won yourself a $250 gift card from The Voice. All-star coaches Michael Bublé, Snoop Dogg, Niall Horan, and Reba McEntire reclaim their red chairs for an all-new season of The Voice. The Voice Blind auditions continue tonight at 8 on NBC 10. Boston, you enjoy that $250 gift card, okay?
Yeah, thank you so much.
You're welcome. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Debbie, and I'm from Winthrop, and I can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no.
Game time.
Can't Be Kennedy presented by Subaru of New England. Drive away in a brand new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to June from Whitman.
Hello. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning, Kennedy.
June, will you kick Kennedy out?
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
She said take off.
Thank you. Hit the road.
Hit the road, Jack.
And don't you come back.
No more.
Or until we wave you in like 2.5 minutes.
Five pop culture trivia questions. All you have to do is get more right than Kennedy, and you can win yourself $1,000.
That would be nice.
You're off from work today, and you could still get paid.
Yes, wouldn't that be great?
That would be great. If you tie, unfortunately, that is a loss for you. Here we go. Question number one.
All right.
Andrea from the afternoon show met Ed Kelsey, the father of Chiefs tight end Travis Kelsey, at this weekend's game in Kansas City. Can you name Travis Kelsey's fiance?
Taylor Swift.
Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco got married Saturday. Guests included Taylor Swift, Ed Sheeran, Steve Martin, Martin Short, Paul Rudd, and this artist who performed with Kendrick Lamar at the last Super Bowl halftime show. Who is she?
Rihanna.
All right. Question number three. There's a new bronze statue in Brownsville, Tennessee. It is 10 feet tall, in part thanks to a massive hair helmet of this singer known for songs like Proud Mary and What's Love Got to Do with It. Who is she?
Tina Turner.
Comedians including Dave Chappelle, Bill Burr, and Louis C.K. are being roasted for playing a comedy festival in Saudi Arabia. The host of the WTF podcast is one of the people calling them out. Who is he?
I have no idea on that one.
All right, and question number five. The two companies that boycotted Jimmy Kimmel Live have started airing his show again. Can you name one of those two companies?
Ooh. I know.
When you hear it, you'll be like, oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
All right. What are you doing on your day off?
Errands as usual. Cleaning, laundry, errands.
What are we doing? Grocery store?
Actually, kind of run over to Kohl's and, you know, drop stuff off at Savers. I've been purging.
Did you hear what they opened, Kennedy, at Assembly in Somerville?
No.
A new world market.
Really?
You didn't match the energy he was looking for there.
You don't love a world market? It's not the same.
It is exactly the same.
The new one at Assembly?
What is World Market? It's like a grocery store?
No, it's a whole bunch of... Well, they have food there, but it's
mostly... They have everything, Dan.
Furnishings and accents for your...
It will change your life.
Like a field trip.
It's good that you're underselling it.
June got 2 out of 5, Kennedy.
Well done, friend.
Oh.
These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
Andrea from the afternoon show met Ed Kelsey, the father of Chiefs tight end Travis Kelsey, at this weekend's game in Kansas City.
That's awesome.
Can you name Travis's fiance?
Taylor Swift.
Lucky guess. He's the more famous of those two, right? Tied at 1, question number 2. Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco got married Saturday. Guests included Taylor Swift, Ed Sheeran, Steve Martin, Martin Short, Paul Rudd, and this artist who performed with Kendrick Lamar at the last Super Bowl halftime show. Who is she?
SZA.
It was SZA. 2-1. There's a new bronze statue in Brownsville, Tennessee. It is 10 feet tall, in part thanks to a massive hair helmet of this singer, known for songs like Proud Mary and What's Love Got to Do With It. Who is she?
Tina Turner.
Have you seen the statue?
I saw the headline, but I haven't seen the statue yet. But you'd have to. That was her trademark.
It's amazing.
Aside from her massive voice and her great
legs. Yeah, they nailed it. It's really, really good. 3-2, question number 4. Comedians including Dave Chappelle, Bill Burr, and Louis C.K. are being roasted for playing a comedy festival in Saudi Arabia. The host of the WTF podcast is one of the people calling them out. Who is he?
Mark Maron.
4-2, question number 5. These two companies that boycotted Jimmy Kimmel Live have started airing his show again. Can you name one of the two companies?
NextGen? Is that right?
NextStar or Sinclair? Those are the two broadcast companies. 4-2 is the final score. Nice work, Kennedy.
All right.
Nice job.
Thank you.
June?
Yeah, I'm June from Whitman, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Oh, she's ready to go.
Have fun at Kohl's.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.